Decades of clinical studies have shown psychedelic drugs to be effective at treating depression, PTSD, addiction, and other conditions. However, the federal government currently treats them as Schedule I drugs, according to the Sentencing Project, a national prison policy reform organization. Over half of the people currently in federal prisons are serving time for a drug offense. In California, for instance, a person can be sentenced for up to a year in jail and be fined up to $1,000 for possession of even a small amount of LSD. Oregon voters recently approved a law to decriminalize possession of small amounts of drugs, including psychedelics. Voters also approved a law to legalize licensed use of psilocybin, a compound found in mushrooms in Oregon. That will mean therapists would be able to conduct legal psychedelic-assisted therapy. Meanwhile, a handful of cities across the country have already effectively decriminalized psychedelic drugs, like Denver, Oakland, Ann Arbor, and recently Washington, D.C. California State Senator Scott Wiener wants to add California to that list. Wiener calls substance abuse a health issue, not a criminal offense.
The war on drugs has been a disaster. It hasn't made us safer, but it has criminalized many people, and particularly communities of color. It has torn apart families. It has exploded our prison population and busted our budget. It's a failure, and we need to end it. And possession and use of drugs should not be a criminal offense. It's a health issue. It's not a criminal issue. So we ultimately need to move towards complete decriminalization of drug use and possession. We started with cannabis, and the next step that we're trying to take is psychedelics.
Wiener says he's working with other lawmakers and experts on the details of the bill. Other bills dealing with drug law reform include ones to repeal mandatory minimum sentencing for nonviolent drug offenses and another to authorize safe injection sites in San Francisco. A similar bill passed through the legislature in 2018, but then Governor Jerry Brown vetoed it. Supporters of Wiener's proposal say that while decriminalizing psychedelic drugs could help keep people out of jail, it could also diminish the stigma around their use and ultimately help many people heal. Janice Phelps is a licensed clinical psychologist who teaches at the California Institute for Integral Studies, CIIS. She founded the Center for Psychedelic Therapies and Research and developed the first academically accredited professional certificate training program for legal psychedelic-assisted therapy and research. She says a bill to legalize psychedelics would have to be carefully crafted.
The kind of psychedelic therapy training, such as the program at CIIS, would be essential in getting training for these clinicians. If Scott goes toward decriminalization, licensed therapists would still not be able to do the work legally, which is the case now. There might be a way that his team could work with the state credentialing boards to agree to not restrict a clinical professional from practicing just because they use psychedelic-assisted therapy, but there would be no pressure on these credentialing and licensing boards in California to create a set of criteria for public safety because the therapy would still be illegal to conduct under decriminalization.
Phelps said once psychedelic drugs are legalized, people who could benefit from their therapeutic use would get better access. Activities like the guided use of psychedelics would have to be regulated. Observers say too little is known right now about how psychedelics interact with other drugs, and that needs more study. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.